Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome into Stacking Dubs. I'm your host, Chris Chin. The Warriors moved to 2-0 in the Jimmy Butler era. A lot to like about how the Warriors look on so many different levels. We're going to talk about basically the impact that Jimmy's had on, you know, a lot of individuals, namely Steph, the entire defense, just the whole mentality and attitude of the Warriors in general. And I know it's only been two games, but there's just been a lot of things to like. And, you know, I say all this because, you know, I love Andrew Wiggins, and, you know, Wiggins was probably one of the best 3-and-D players in the league. But there's a reason why everyone has been saying that the Warriors have needed a second star, and that is what they got out of Jimmy Butler. And it's just the little differences, right? I mean, you can look at the stats and just kind of on paper and think, hey, well, you know, Jimmy Butler is, you know, maybe 4 points more per game than Andrew Wiggins. And you can even say Andrew Wiggins is potentially a better defender. And, you know, what's really the difference here? The answer is that everything changes when you have a second star on the court. Not only just a mentality, just different attitude in the team, but just it just comes down to the playmaking, the ability just to take over periods of the game, namely when Steph is out, and really just, I mean, if we're just talking Jimmy versus Wiggins here in general, it's Jimmy's passing, it's his IQ, it's that he can serve as a playmaker and a connector. Those are all the things that you don't get out of Wiggins. You know, Wiggins can score his 20 points a game, and he can shoot well and, you know, shoot a high percentage and defend well. But it's just that connectivity that Jimmy brings, right? We see him in a zone, right? The Warriors, I would doubt that the Warriors have had any practices with Jimmy playing against a zone, and the Bucks go to it maybe 3 or 4 times, and 3 or 4 times Jimmy just gets to the middle of the key, gets to the free throw line, gets the ball, makes a good decision, and the Warriors get an easy bucket. You don't see that happening with Andrew Wiggins. It's the difference between, you know, in football quarterback terms, since we just finished the Super Bowl. It's, hey, Andrew Wiggins is the quarterback that, hey, I can go through my first read as a playmaker. I can get to that second read sometimes. And usually that second read is, hey, I'm just going to go try to score. Jimmy Butler gives you that, hey, I can take my time. I can see the game quick enough where, hey, I can go through my first option. I can look off a defender and try to find a shooter. Oh, wait, I can take one more just kind of moment, one more just kind of beat and find a backdoor cutter. You know, Draymond just cutting backdoor. Quentin Post is cutting backdoor. You know, he gives you just one more beat, one more progression in terms of a playmaker. Oh, and then he can score from pretty much anywhere inside the three-point arc, and he's also not a terrible shooter, but just having him available just as basically an inside out threat. No, he's not a big, but he spaces the floor just along that baseline, plays out of the post. He's just like the perfect spacing complement to Steph. Steph's always just going to be on the perimeter, and I know, you know, when we talk about space, we usually think about just three-point shooting ability. We think about, you know, really stretching the defense out to the perimeter. But the spacing works with Jimmy because, hey, you have to respect the baseline. You have to try to front him and deny him just entry. Because once he catches in the post, the Warriors are lethal, right? They can run split action. He can isolate. He's going to get to the line if he just decides to put the ball on the deck. And so you have to respect that. And you have to really shift your defense just to kind of deny Jimmy entry into that post, all while still guarding Steph outside the perimeter, and just the Warriors' motion in general. And that's why you see Steve Kerr just surrounding these two with shooters. You have your Moody's, your Buddy Hield of the world, played a lot of Quentin Post with Jimmy Butler in those minutes, even without Steph, trying to just, you know, stretch the defense, not just again along the perimeter, but just inside and outside. And you see the Warriors are getting just much better shots, high quality shots. They didn't shoot great from three, but they're getting wide open shots, and they're just really not struggling to manufacture anything a little late in the shot clock. You know, everything seems to be the ball's moving. Guys are getting good matchups and guys are getting good shots. So that's the difference that Jimmy Butler brings to you than Andrew Wiggins. And I'm going to be the first to admit, like, I didn't love this trade at first. And I know it's only been two games. I thought the upgrade was minimal on Wiggins, and, you know, we're basically committing. We're all in at this point. You know, that was the last card that we can play, the last bullet we had. It just kind of, hey, we're all in with Jimmy for the next couple years. But the It's been, I know, again, it's been two games against, the Bulls without, who just traded away LaVine, and the Bucks who didn't have Giannis. So take it with a grain of salt. But the Warriors just look better. It just feels better knowing that there's somebody else other than Steph that, hey, like, even though Steph's been great in the last couple of games, if he's off or if he doesn't have it going, you have somewhere else you can turn to that's going to get you a good shot. And the best thing about Jimmy, it's not even, he's not even really a scorer first, right? You see him, he just lets the game come to him. He is aggressive when he needs to be, but he doesn't force anything. The only thing he forces is just kind of contested shots in the mid-range and just at the hoop, which is, his bread and butter. So that's not even a force. And it's just somebody that you can just dump the ball into, kind of like when we had Kevin Durant, and you know you're going to generate a good shot either for himself, but especially, and even more so than Durant would provide, Jimmy Butler can create for other people. I think he's like a 4.5 assists guy, generally, but I've been really impressed with just his understanding of spacing, understanding of the Warriors system. It's been, they haven't even practiced really together. It's just been a bit like a glove. And that's just the offensive side. Defensively, we'll see if he's better than Wiggins, as an on-ball defender, as a stopper, point of attack guy. But you see how strong he is. Forced Portis into kind of a rough turnaround fadeaway at one point, just in isolation. I think he just brings a little more of that dog mentality. We know who has that already. It's GP2. It's Pajemski. Even Moody has a little of that on the defensive side. Obviously, Draymond Green is just one of the biggest dogs there is on the defensive side. But Jimmy Butler gives you one more dog, and he's an alpha in terms of an athlete, right? He's huge. He's strong. He's athletic. He had four steals. I think the Warriors had a season high 16 steals. Draymond had five. It's just a we're back to being the attacking defense that we started playing the season like. It is we turned Damian Lillard over a career high 10 times. It's relentless. It's trapping. It's knowing how to recover. It's just everything is playing with force, and that's when the Warriors are at their best. We'll see when they play against teams with more than just one star. Lillard had a great game, but it's easy to just kind of load up on one guy when that's all they've got is a ball handler. So we'll see. We do catch another break playing the Mavericks without Anthony Davis up next, and we'll see. It's a very similar build with Kyrie, similar to Lillard, surrounded by a bunch of good role players, a lot of good shooters, obviously Klay Thompson, and I guess we'll call Taurean Green tonight, an even better version of Klay Thompson. But my point is that the Warriors, they're getting after it, they're playing with energy, they're playing just they're playing smarter, they're focused. The turnovers, Jimmy Butler, one of the best things he brings, not that Wiggins really turned the ball over much, but Jimmy Butler doesn't turn the ball over for nearly as much as he handles it, as much as he's just kind of going into traffic. I think he's for his career under two turnovers a game, which again, for his usage and for how much he scores, that's just a phenomenal rate. And you see the Warriors, they're I forget how many turnovers they had tonight, but it wasn't that many. Where we got nine turnovers. I can't remember the last time the Warriors had under 10 turnovers, and I think they dominated the points off turnover battle by like over 30 points. And those are just the little things that, like we talk about, Jimmy's going to get you into better shots. He's also going to prevent you from just throwing away just terrible possessions. And there will be some, but you're not going to see Jimmy throw away too much. You're still going to get some careless passes here and there. But again, that's just the nature of the offense. Jimmy just sort of settles everything down, just gives lets everybody just kind of play a little more relaxed. And most importantly, what it's done for Steph. I'm going to give credit to Steph's just playing better, right? I think he heard me a few games ago. And he's just like, hey, dude, you need to be more aggressive. You need to just get your shots up and you need to get into the lane. You need to finish. And what, four games in a row with 30 points? Honestly, the first two games, it was just, high volume, inefficient 30 points. But the last two games, he's been on fire, and it's more so than just shooting well. I think he didn't even shoot that well in this. I think you can see he was 6 for 16 from three. But you see him getting into the lane. You see him getting a little more crafty with his finishes. The game just seems to slow down a little bit more. And whether that's Jimmy or not, just the presence of Jimmy, whatever you want to call it, Steph's playing better. He's playing more under control. And you're seeing this version of Steph that can get downhill, can make good decisions, and then the shots start falling as well. So all that to say is Jimmy Butler is here and Steph Curry might be back. We'll see. It's again not we haven't had to face really any shot blockers. I know Brook Lopez was there, but that's a I don't know. We haven't had to face any elite shot blockers, and we'll see. I think the Mavericks, Gafford hurt his knee today. Lively was out. Obviously, Anthony Davis is out. So the Warriors have always been a much better team when there's no shot blockers to play against, and you can actually get into the lane. But the Warriors are actually finishing at the hoop. I forget what the stat was, but I think this is the first time all season the Warriors have finished both over 55% on layups in back-to-back games, as well as shot over, what was it, 75% from the free throw line in back-to-back games. Every other team in the NBA had done that by Christmas time. The Warriors, almost 2 months later, finally achieved that. No coincidence that Jimmy Butler, by the way, the one thing we left off is that Jimmy Butler gets to the free throw line. Missed a few, but that guy is. It's the other stat I saw is the first time since the Durant era that someone's gotten to the line over 13 times in back-to-back games. Again, two games, two Jimmy Butler free throw volume, and they're good free throws too. It's not like he's just get drawing ticky-tack fouls. He's attacking. He's getting into the lane. He's getting his body on people. You can see why he gets to the line, nearly 10 times a game. I can't wait for Kuminga to come back and really start to embrace that mentality and just learn a lot of these little tricks and moves and when to attack, get to the line, get to the hoop. It's scary to think with Jimmy and Kuminga, you almost have kind of replica type athletes here. And if Kuminga can start to figure it out and get once he gets back after the All-Star break, this team might be a little bit scary. I don't know how the spacing works. I don't know how the defense works when Kuminga's there, but I'm willing to check it out because we finally have a little bit of joy back. You can feel it. You can sense it in the Warriors. You can see when it was Moody and I forget who else kind of just blocked a shot towards the end of the game, but they're high five and they're jumping up and down. You just see a little bit of excitement because I think this team is starting to believe just a little bit. And if we can at least split this back to back coming up in Dallas and then Houston heading into the All-Star break, you go in 3-1, maybe 4-0 into the break, get a week off, get Jimmy up, get his conditioning up, get Steph some rest, get Kuminga back soon, get this team a few practices together, let Jimmy kind of move and settle into the Bay Area where his eccentric personality will be loved and embraced if we're winning. Things are looking up, but again, you gotta keep winning and gotta just keep finding ways to use for Jimmy to affect the game. That's the other thing about Jimmy Butler is he's such a versatile star. It's not you look at him, it's not like he does one thing extraordinarily well. He does everything just across the board. He's a versatile scorer. He can score inside and out. He can get to the hoop. He can get to the mid-range. He's fine as an outside shooter, but he just doesn't really need to get to that three-point line. But he can shoot it. Recently, I think the last couple of years, he's been like a 36, 37% shooter from the outside when he does take it. He can play make. He can play make from the inside. He can play make from the outside. He's a good connector. He can beat a zone. He can obviously beat man coverage. On the defensive side, he offensive rebounds. He defensive rebounds. He gets a lot of steals. He can probably give you some good rim protection from the weak side. Oh, and he's probably our best point of attack defender, other than maybe if you want to call Draymond Green that when he's in that role. So a lot of ways he affects the game, and we're just going to kind of continue to see. I would think this team's going to get better and better as he gets acclimated in. You're going to have a lot more sets you can run on offense, frees up Steph a lot. Before the game, you saw Steph and Jimmy kind of working on some pick and roll, some inverted pick and roll, which I don't recall seeing in the game, but that's a scary thought. You have Steph setting a screen for Jimmy and kind of working off of that. You saw Jimmy set a screen for Steph in the first half, and the double comes to Steph. Leak it out to Jimmy, gets to the middle, and that's kind of what we were talking about. That 4-on-3 where he just takes that extra beat to just kind of jump stop, pivot, survey, no panic, no rush, waits, and the play develops for Draymond Green for a backdoor layup. I like what Pajemski has brought, especially with Jimmy Butler. It's the same kind of dog mentality and that pairing. Steve Kerr said he really likes those two together. They're both just connectors. You can see Pods just makes it a point to really push the pace and then get it to Jimmy in his spots. Pods is very much so he understands where players like to get the ball. He knows how to, get guys to their spots. He does a great job. I love Pods playing with Steph. I love Pods playing with Butler. So I think Pods, another didn't shoot very well, but affected the game. I think he was a team high. Yeah, he was plus 18, which is part of all the best lineups, including the finishing lineup. Yeah, that, you know, so we started, we ended small. Moody, Buddy got the start, but we finished with Pajemski instead of Buddy. Because, you know, honestly, Pods, ever, you know, in the last few games, ever since he's made a couple adjustments or improvements, that's really just unlocked everything for him on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, his shot has gotten a lot better. He's actually making the shot. I'm hoping he just kind of went through a funk. We all go through funks with our shot, some longer than others, but maybe this is kind of who he is, and he is that, you know, higher 30% shooter. But the other thing that really has made a huge difference is his ability to decel in the lane. I used to think, you know, how's this guy going to score? Because when he gets into the hoop or gets into the lane, he just doesn't, he's not crafty. He can't finish over the top. He doesn't finish well with his right. It's just like, how is this guy really going to score unless his outside shot's falling? Well, he can decel in the lane and essentially just stop on the dime, find a good shot, or more importantly, wait for everyone to kind of the defense to overrun the play. And now there's trailers, there's open 3-point shooters. The play really just kind of opens up once you crack into that lane. And Pods has done a great job of creating after decelerating in the lane. So I think Pods has also been one of the players that has actually really turned his game around lately. Moody as well. Buddy's shooting better. You know, everybody seems to be just playing a little bit better. And that's just the mentality I'm talking about. It's just a little bit of momentum. And the Warriors haven't been very far off from winning a lot of these games. They could very easily be top four, top five in the West. And I mean, much like last year, there's just, you know, those handful or even, you know, closer to a dozen games where it's just like, man, you just gave that one away. It's going to hurt. It's going to set you back big time in the season. But if you can just find ways to win those games in the margin, you are a good playoff team. And that's what we're starting to see with this team, right? You're not turning the ball over as much. You're getting just slightly better shots. You have, you know, one more guy that can just connect you on offense. You have a little bit more defensive force. Just all these things add up to, you know, 5, 6, 10 points in a game. And that's the difference between maybe 6, 7 wins and losses in the season. Quentin Post, I thought, you know, he almost couldn't be in this game when Damian Lillard was on the floor. You can see that teams are just trying to go right after him on the defensive side. And, you know, he does get beat. He does foul, but he's holding his own enough. And he's shooting the lights out on the other side of the ball to keep getting those minutes. But I could see, you know, if the defense doesn't hold up, his defense doesn't hold up, or the shots stop falling, that, you know, his minutes might get restricted a bit and he might just be kind of matchup based. But they fell on this one. Like we said, the spacing from your center makes all the difference, especially when you have Butler on the floor, who's just kind of running that baseline to begin with, and Draymond's on the floor as well. So yeah, I think Post will continue to get minutes as long as you can kind of start to, you know, you're not going to move quicker on the defensive side, but you can start to anticipate a bit better. You can, you know, protect the rim without fouling a little bit better. So if he can continue to make that improvement, then I think he's going to continue seeing minutes. And that would be a huge, huge addition for the Warriors, even if he's only playing 10, 15 minutes, because that three ball really just opens everything up for this team. Well, guys, let's just keep it rolling. Like I said, we go into Mavericks. They're shorthanded. Gotta just keep leaning on them, keep the pressure, keep the momentum. Take care of that. And then you have an interesting win streak going to a back-to-back against the Rockets, where you have a chance to really start making some noise and start you know, being maybe the talk of the All-Star break. And, you know, as the players get together, you have some people starting to look over their shoulder at, hey, the Warriors with Jimmy Butler, they might be a little scary. And more importantly, if Steph Curry is going to be playing like this and getting back into his 30 points per game, that's a scary thing for the league. At the end of the day, all that really matters is, hey, how is Steph Curry playing? You know, is he a top five player of the NBA, or is he this guy, the 22 point scorer inefficiently that we've seen for the better part of this season? I tend to hope that he still has it, and now it's a little bit of mojo, a little bit of support, and just, you know, a little bit of fresher legs after the All-Star break. Steph Curry is back. And Jimmy Butler is here. All right, guys, I will talk to you from Texas next road trip, and then we'll get into the All-Star break. All right, keep on enjoying, guys. Until next time, I am Chris Chin. Peace, love, and stacking dubs.